Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 389 on Saturday, December 13th, 2025. Or if you're here in Aussie land or Futureverse, it's Sunday the 14th. So welcome, merry, happy Christmas, end of show, year, all of that kind of thing. So thank you for joining me. Hopefully the audio's all working now, and we'll get into it. First off, a big thank you to Chris and Zep for resubscribing through Twitch. Thank you very much. It's much appreciated and very kind of you both. Chris is on 87 months. Wow, that's amazing. And Zep is 33 months. Very kind. Thank you very much. All money for through Twitch, Patreon, etc., all goes towards our website, paying for the website. So thank you very much. All right, how is everyone? We are halfway through December. That's crazy. It's very crazy. Also, I've got my Aussie Christmas shirt on, so I'm not sure if you can see. I've got my Santa koala on that. Someone gave you, Chris, yuck, poor thing. Yeah, work, crud is, sickness is not good. Isaiah, hey, good morning. Welcome. Hopefully everyone's doing well, and if you're not doing well, hopefully at least you're doing okay. Rest up, Chris, please. Rest and recover well. That would be about the best thing anyone can do at this stage. How cold is everyone? Is there anyone getting snow? We have got no snow. Because of course not. I'm in Queensland, Australia. So it's been very hot. Also, cheers everyone. I've got my cup. So about 5 centimeters. Okay. I'm guessing more to come. Feels like spring here, which is insane. Oh, wow. Okay. The weather can be very strange at times. Zep says, doing okay here, we're supposed to get some snow tonight. Well, hopefully everyone is prepared and that it's not too intense and that you stay nice and warm. That would be the main thing. I really would like a little bit of snow over here because it's very hot. What are we supposed to be today? Today is overcast and we're supposed to be getting a high of 31. It's 27 degrees Celsius at the moment. But we have had some very hot days the last couple weeks. So summer for us is definitely very much here. And if you can hear, I bought a little air cooler. So if you can hear it, you might be able to. It's like a water cooler. Because otherwise I'll melt. So yeah, so the setup to our office gaming area, it was better for me to buy a little stand one, which is over there. There. All right. Anyway, okay, let's get on to it, because we don't want to have a 2-hour show, because there's no real need for a 2-hour show. But first off, I want to send out a congratulations to Echo Devout, becoming our 10th The War Within Working Man Challenge champion. They are an allied race, so there's no write-up for them, but congratulations to whoever's tune that is. We've ended, well, I wouldn't say we've ended the year, but let's just see for our what we've ended up as of the Christmas lesson episode. That's the word I was looking for. All right, so far, being that we're 2 weeks away from the end of the year, so we've had 6 working men, 12 green men, 46 irons, 4 bloodthirsties, 12 pacifists, 2 tins, and 1 green team, and 1 iron team. So that's what we've had so far for this expansion, and up to the point where we are, you know, nearly to the end of the year. So again, well done to all of our max level The War Within champions. Fantastic. Well done, everybody. So that's awesome. Now, I did put out a call to those that wanted to submit death list submissions for this year, and I must admit I did not get any submissions, which, you know, we could look at that as everyone's busy, no one had time, or we could also look at that as nobody died. So let's go with nobody died. No deaths. Exactly, Chris. So let's go with that. Sep said, I had no deaths. Fantastic. So yeah, it's probably what the first time we've not had any submissions. Understandably, the game is a lot different. Zep says, I may also have not played much, but let's ignore that. I completely understand. So let's just go with no deaths this year, and we'll leave it at that. But when we do the state of the challenges, we can see this week in particular we've had a lot more activity on the board, which is fantastic. Okay, couple things I want to mention. First off, bear with me. We have got, I'm going to put, so the events calendar up on Wowhead. which is super handy sometimes when you're not in game and you just want to look at what's coming up, etc. So we've got a Feast of Winter Veil, which is starting at 10 a.m. on the 15th. So in a couple of days' time, I will try and get the write out probably after it goes live. I haven't seen too much information on it. I'm guessing that there will be some changes and obviously some new stuff. So if you're running around on a challenge tune and you haven't seen the write-up, I would strongly advise to be cautionary in what you're doing, or else hop on your scout tune or your normal tune and go and have a look of what's available, what things, you know, what things may be okay to do. But yeah, I will get the write-up done as soon as possible. I just don't know if it'll be quite up before the event goes live. So we've normally gone a couple weeks of the Feast of Wintervale. And of course, then you've got the presents under the tree on Christmas Day, around about Christmas Day, etc. So, again, Bloodthirsties, there will never be any love on Bloodthirsties because the presents count as quests. But again, also just scout stuff out if you're unsure. If you're not sure on something, check it on a normal tune, your scout tune, and drop a comment through in Discord, etc., and someone will get back to you. So just tread warily until we can confirm whatever's going to be new. But obviously you can look back at last year's write-up to see, because there will be a lot of information and quests, etc., that are there, that have been there for previous years. So it's more just looking at the new things, or if Blizzard has come along and changed, done some major changes within. So keep that in mind for that. Housing. How's everyone coping with housing? Now, we know it's account-wide. Zaya, have you had a play with any of that yourself? I know you were away. I've been playing on Leta. I have got a floating house. I am channeling my inner, my spot in the Grand. It's not quite. Oh, you haven't bought Midnight yet, so it's not open for you. Cool. I think there will be some things that may be a slight concern, but I'm not sure how that's going to play out because it is obviously account-wide stuff. Mrs. Rakuru, good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for the sub. 74 months. Wow, that's amazing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm just talking about housing. And obviously, of course, housing's for those that already have pre-purchased Midnight. And if you haven't done that, it is account-wide. I have been playing with it on Leta. Not prepared to look at it on a challenger at the moment because I want to just see how it plays out. And there seems to be changes. But it is account-wide. House move is, yes, good. We're here. We've got our room, which is for the computers and all that. But yeah, it's gone well. We've been very busy. So, but settling in, which is fantastic. Mrs. Rock Guru, did you have any deaths that you want to share? I didn't get any submissions for the death list this year, and we're taking it as being, well, there was no deaths. And so if you do have one that you would like to, or something that you would like to share, pop it down and I'll have a read. But we've decided to go with that there was no deaths this year because there was no submissions. And that's what we're going to stick with. So if you think that's good or you've got something to share, pop it down and I'll read it in a moment. Okay, so what else did I want to mention? There was something else on the website as well. So the calendar on Wowhead is once again a very handy and useful tool. If you're looking up things and checking on when things are happening. So of course, like I said, Feast of Wintervale is starting in a couple of days. We've also got December Trading Post, and even though, you know, a lot of that stuff, it's account wide, playing on your challenge tune can obviously contribute to that, which is fantastic. I think it's a bug, isn't it? It's where is it? Jeweled Sapphire Scarab. It's not very Christmassy. A flying bug. Do you want to just send it in Discord and I can grab them off Discord? Just pop it in. Beep, 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 beep. Wow, Challenger Observations, maybe? Only, yeah, either or, whichever, and I'll grab it in a minute. That's fine. So yeah, December's Trading Post. Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed. I thought the mount might have been a little bit more like red and green Christmassy. Anyway, I guess posting and observations. Okay, cool. Let me copy and paste. I'll put it in my show notes. Ba-ba-ba-bam. Bear with me, doing it live. Okay. MRG. Okay, so you had, what did we have? You've got 15? 15. All right. Let's have a look-see. All right. I'm going to say, what was your highest? Let's pick some. Level 28 Iron Man Orc Lorca. Level 28 died in Burren Tundra Magmaroth. Okay, yep, I know where we're talking now. All right, pacifist, level 31, Chile, during Lunafest. The sex. What else we got? Oh, Shonoff. Night Elf Rogue, level 74 pacifist. Equipped a pilgrim's hat. Green thought it was going into the cosmetics. Ow, yep. Yeah, I think most of us have been there. That's rough. That was 1174. Ouch, ouch, ouch. That would have really got you. I bet that one hit you real hard. All right, five. Yeah. Passy Titball. Tyrone Rogue, level 33. That was a Tiber contest tune from last year. Was that last year? Well, pacifist Voldoon. Critters 7 killing blows. What was that? Was that to do with one of the quests over there in Voldoon? I'm guessing. But still, you're a bloody champion, honestly. You keep going, which is wonderful. And as we know, some deaths are obviously harder than other deaths. And she never gives up. Exactly, Chris. Absolutely. Reminds me of someone else. All right. Okay. So, thank you for sharing those, Mrs. Rocker. Appreciate that. Commiserations on your losses. As we know, they certainly can hit you right in the feels. An 11 level 74 pacifist. Yeah, feel that. Mr. Rakuro says, yeah, someone was killing near me and I did not realize I had the critters applied to me. And this is where it is so frustrating for proximity kills and aggro on stuff that you haven't even engaged with. Level 34 Passy Blue Wick. I hit the wrong button whilst flying and fell. It's been a long time since I've done that, but I've done that. So, yeah. And even now, when I've got it hotkeyed to my mouse, and there have been times when I've got to take my finger, my hand away from the hotkey. Because I have even done it on Leta or a normal turn where I've just, you know, you're just like going along your little merry way and your hand decides to do its own thing on the mouse and hit buttons. And then the next thing, you're plummeting. So, I get it. I seem to keep doing that on a regular basis. Yeah, instead of escape to close what was up, I hit my mount button. Yeah, I get it. Completely. So, yeah. But again, thank you for sharing your journey on with your challenges. That's it's certainly, some years do feel very rough, but we do know that you are very consistent with what you're doing and you get right back up on the horse and off you go. So we wish you all the best over this period with your challenge playing, and certainly into 2026. It's very exciting. So, all right. I think that's really all I wanted to mention. If I've forgotten anything, pop it in the chat. Let's go on to the state of the challenges. So again, if I butcher Toon's name, apologies. I'm doing the best I can. All right, so irons. We did have 10 irons this week. So at number 10, we've got Lansha at level 26. 9 is Iro Bull at level 27. 8 is Falborn at level 27, RIP. 7 is Iron Elf. They're level 31, but they're red flagged for doing some dungeons and raids, apparently 4 of them. Number 6, Iron Mish at level 34. At number 5, there's another Iron Mish, spelt differently, a level 35, RIP. 4 is Vic, level 36, but red flagged due to primary and secondary professions. Number 3 is Furry Love at level 37. 2 is Iron Torgu at level 47. And number 1 is Pod Therapy at level 51. We did have one blood this week, which is Blood Trap at level 20. And we had 3 pacifists as well this week. So at number 3, we've got Pack Annie at level 36. Number 2, CC. How did someone get that name? As in C and a C. That is interesting. Level 44. Number 1, pacifist, level 72. All right. Working men. We had 2 working men. So 2 was Lurkst at level 60. And our number 1 is Echo Devout at level 80. Greens, we have got Greenadon at level 24. There was no tins this week. There was 2 iron teams. So a number 2 is Team Bear, level 15. And number 1 is Path of Stability, level 18. Now, they were originally red flagged for using a summoning stone, and it looks like the coding has changed behind the scenes, because it did red flag them. We are going to allow them to be, or we've allowed them to be, green flagged. Zaya has made the exception for them. However, moving forward, summoning stones will not be used even for a team. So we've just got, like, again, there's not much we can do if Blizzard mucks around and changes codes on us. It's frustrating for sure. Most of our teams are not 5 people teams. So I'm just gonna say that moving forward, don't use summoning. If you're in a team, don't use summoning stones, because it will now flag you. All right, done. All right. As for, there was no blood and no green men teams either this week. So, on the whole, pretty busy week. Most of the challenge categories did have someone, which is, again, fantastic. We love to see it. Commiserations on those that we have lost this week. And well done to everyone leveling, though. That's awesome. This is Rakuru. What have we got? Still got 6 challenge tunes going on my main EU account. I have about 5 on my second and about 8 on the NA account. Wow. That's amazing. So much stuff going on in WoW and my other game I play, Elite Dangerous. Been away from my challenge tunes for most of this year. There are so many games around. Like, WoW is not the only game, and we completely understand, you know, sometimes people need a break, and whether that break is a day, a week, a month, a year, completely understand that, because there are so many other games, fantastic games out there, that people don't need to just be exclusive like it was, 20 years ago when WoW started. WoW was, you know, one of the biggest games at the time. Certainly has changed. They also need to get up to date with a lot of this stuff. I was going to go on a rant about the dying in the housing. But I'll leave that till another time. If you know, you know. Not loving it. Last of the trivia days. That is true. We've got trivia going on. We've got Feast of Wintervale about to start. What was the other thing? There's so much with pre-midnight. Koresh, if you're on bigger toons, leveling anywhere, there's so many zones that you can level a toon through. It's crazy if you are in like pre-midnight expansion with just chasing decor for housing. Like, there's so much going on. It's just, yeah. There's enough to keep you busy. I jumped on leader yesterday and went just to do some normal stuff, and then got sidetracked with hunting some decor stuff down. Decor's going to be worse than pets. I'm sorry, for me. It's just, it is far too dangerous. I have specifically not even looked at Remix. Because I can't do it all. So he's quite busy in Remix, buying all the mounts. I totally get it. I don't have the time. And that's very frustrating. Mrs. Rakuru, yeah, makes me go cross-eyed thinking about. Absolutely. So there is a lot of things to keep everyone busy, obviously, and you know, it is good that we've got a lot of account-wide accessibility now. So just because you're playing a challenge tune doesn't mean you're not contributing to, you know, things going towards your account, like, which could be, you know, just through questing on a tune that you can pick up and get some decor items for the future. Again, just please be very careful on your challenge tunes, picking up green, blue, you know, any, your quality of goods that you've got. You don't want to get yourself, flagged. And we've all done it to some degree where you've clicked on something. I know I've done it. Where I've clicked on something and not realized that it had changed from being a common to an, you know, an uncommon in by clicking on the quest and submitting the quest and just going, yes, I want to put that on. Haven't even looked at the color of it to double check and put it on and just then gone, something doesn't look right, and have flagged myself. So as soon as you've as soon as you've done that, you've flagged your tune. I think most of us have definitely done it. So can definitely feel for that. And again, I guess that's part of the factor, you know, there's people out there that want to make add-ons and all sorts of things for challenges. Part of the part of playing a challenge tune is the fact that there is, as humans, we make mistakes. So you can say, well, you can have all this automated stuff over here that's like, well, don't do this and don't do that, and if you attach this add-on, it's going to do, you know, do all these things. But that's not about playing the game. So playing the game itself is where you haven't picked up. For me, I remember it was, well, a couple of them. I know it was one of my undead warlocks, and there was a night elf hunter that I didn't pay attention. Again, the onus is on me for not paying attention, that I've just clicked on it, gone, yep, I've got that. I know that piece was going to be an upgrade because that's fantastic. I put it on, and because I haven't paid attention, didn't catch the mistake. And that's also part of about playing the game, is the human element of making the mistakes, right? So, you know, and that's, I think most of us definitely here anyway, definitely have dealt with that. Mrs. Guru says, oh, I bought over 30 odd mounts and remakes on my second EU account, grinding up the tunes on the main EU account. Wow. I can't look at remakes as much as I'd like to. I can't be across all the things. But fantastic. Best of, like, everyone, best of luck. With whatever you're doing, there is so much going on. It's crazy. And especially for those of us that have been around, where we have had periods of months and months and months where there's been nothing. And nowadays, it is like bam, 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 bam. It's still a little bit like overwhelming, but it is how things are now. So yeah. All right, well, I think we've covered everything. Again, you know, chit chat. Oh, we haven't done jokes. Hang on, I've got three jokes. I've got Christmas jokes. I don't think I've done these ones before. I hope not. But if you've got a joke, pop it in. And but here's the ones that we've got. Who hides in a Christmas bakery? A mince spy. Where's my, hang on, I'm going to find it. Where's my, okay, what do Santa's helpers learn in school? The alphabet. I thought I had my little laughing one. I don't. No, that's the wrong one. Maybe it reset. I had a little giggle one, but it doesn't seem to be here, so. Anyway. What goes O-O-O? Santa walking backwards. There we go. All right, that's all. I just had three. They were just the cutest. I was like, yep. All right. Well, thank you everyone for hanging out. Appreciate you giving your time to be here today. Really do appreciate it. We are going to have our Christmas New Year break now. So my intention is to be back on January 10th at this stage. Things may change. We'll wait and see. I just got a couple of things that I'm looking out for over this period. So my all intentions is I'll be back 7 p.m. on January 10th. So we're going to have a month off, deal with all the Christmas, all of that stuff, and the new year. So, if it gets pushed back, I will let you know from there. So again, thank you everyone for hanging out with me today. I know it sounds a little bit surreal to be wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. We are halfway through December, which is, again, is crazy. We're nearly at the end of the year, which means then we're going to be at 2026. Time flies. Anyway, you can check out all the information again for the blog posts and all of that for the events, etc. over on wowchallenges.com. I will post when I've got the write-up done, and as I said, just allow for it might not be there when the event starts. It might be a little bit after, but I'll get it up as soon as I possibly can. If you've got anything that you want to share for next year, New Year resolutions, etc., we might look at doing that for the first show back. So please send them in. You can either send them to podcast@wowchallenges.com, drop them to me or the mods via Discord, send it to my email if it's easier, which is leaderwow@gmail.com. Or post it via the socials, all of that. So if you've got any specific resolutions, whether it's challenge resolutions, personal resolutions that you'd like to share for next year, or even with Midnight coming, which is in March, which again, next year, the start of the year, it's all happening everyone. So get those into me, let us know, and I'll let you we'll do that. Where you can find me, all the usual spots. Please reach out, just always be aware of time zones. So if you're expecting reply straight away, probably not. It could be sleeping due to time zones, but you can certainly ping me through on Discord if you need to, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I think we've covered everything. Any last minute things everybody, anyone wants to say, contribute? I'll give you a little bit of time. Just making sure I've got all the things. Think we're good? All right. And again, thank you everyone for hanging out. I really hope everyone has a safe and enjoyable time over this this period. I know it can be very hard for some people. However, we just, know that we're here and stay safe both in and out of game, and that we'll catch you back here on January the 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Sounds good. All right. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie. Make a snow angel. Throw a snowball. Watch your favorite Christmas movies. I think that's, don't forget, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Okay, everyone, take care. Bye! The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.